I'm kind of in the viewpoint that we kind of hope for the best, plan for the worst. And what I mean by that is, you know, we still got to plan for high yields, right? We can't let the last few years dictate and impact how we manage our crops. You know, you learn from it, but you can't plan for situations. And what I mean by that, you know, you can't just focus on products that don't have the yield potential, but maybe have really good heat and drought tolerance. And why I think we're lucky here at Bayer is, I mean, we have products that have that high yield potential, but we also have extremely good heat and drought tolerance. And so that's why understanding that product background, understanding where those products can get placed, really makes a huge impact with growers. You know, if we can continue to plan for high yields while maintaining heat and drought tolerance, that makes a huge difference in terms of, you know, planning for the best, hope, you know, planning for the worst, hoping for the best.